America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you need to get away? Well, winter is over. Spring has sprung. And maybe a little spring break is exactly what you need. But you don't want to spend a lot of money because you don't want your spring break to cancel out your summer vacation. So you need a place you can go to that is, let's be honest, cheap. So even budget travelers can have fun in the sun this spring break, especially since the price of a plane ticket to many popular destinations is down this year compared to last year. That according to Expedia. Whether you're a college kid looking to party, a family with kids wanting to play in the surf, or a 30-something solo traveler, there are plenty of affordable places to head for a vacation. So we have found four places you may want to go to and let it all hang out and have some fun. This is based on data from Orbitz, Expedia, and Hotels.com. Here we go. The first one, Las Vegas. And yes, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Las Vegas may not be the cheapest spring break destination, especially if you like to gamble, that's the key, but it can be affordable if you play your cards right. Ha ha ha. The average Vegas airfare is down 10% from 2014, and hotel rooms run an average of $115 a night. But March is also the most popular month for travelers to visit Vegas. This according to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, which means you'll be competing for any deals. Want a cheaper alternative to Vegas? Look north to Reno and Lake Tahoe. Pretty much the same thing, just on a smaller scale, where the average hotel costs just $83 a night. Really? You can take advantage of gambling and nightlife. Nightlife is in quotes, I would imagine. As well as skiing and snowboarding to one of the 15 nearby ski resorts. The next one, Orlando, Florida. It may not have a beach, but an abundance of theme parks, plus an average March high temperature of 78 degrees, has long made Orlando a popular destination for families with children. And with an average hotel cost of $103 a night, it's cheaper than many other spring break spots, such as Miami, where hotel rooms are almost twice as expensive at $199 a night. Average airfare was $350 round trip. That is very affordable, also below the U.S. average. Overall, the great deals available in the home of Walt Disney World led it to be named one of the 15 most affordable 2015 destinations by Priceline. For those who can't give up a day at the beach, Orlando is also driving distance from both the Atlantic and Gulf Coasts. Daytona Beach is roughly an hour away, while St. Petersburg can be reached in 2 hours. My wife and I made it in about an hour and a half, and no, we were not driving like lunatics. And St. Petersburg is a hidden jewel. The kids don't go there, so you don't have all the college kids, because St. Petersburg is essentially a retirement town. So you'll have some older people on the beach. It's a much slower pace. But if you've got young kids and you don't want this frantic party beach atmosphere, that's a good place to go. The next one, San Diego. And again, these are affordable places you may choose to go to if you do need a spring break. San Diego was a top spring break destination for students in 2014, according to Priceline. And it's an unexpectedly affordable one at that. This year, Orbitz highlighted San Diego as its top pick for lower occupancy destinations for deals. The average airfare was below average at $372, though the average hotel was a bit higher at $143 a night. While popular San Diego attractions like SeaWorld, the San Diego Zoo, and Legoland aren't cheap, the city does offer some more wallet-friendly activities. Old Town State Historic Park is free to visit, as is the 1,200-acre Balboa Park. Area beaches are free or inexpensive. It still, though, could be too cold for swimming. The average water temperature in San Diego Bay in March just 62 degrees. Never really thought that, but San Diego is a beautiful city. And the final one, this one may surprise you. The final one on our list is Chicago, that Totland town. If you're dreaming of surf and sun, then spring break in Chicago isn't the way to go. But if budget is an issue, you may be able to save by visiting the Windy City in the spring. In fact, Orbitz ranked it the 7th most popular spring break destination for 2015. The average airfare, $271. Hotel rooms average $166 a night. Here's my concern, the weather. While the weather can still be unpredictable in March, you're still in the upper Midwest, and the average temperature is 46 degrees. Chicago offers plenty of attractions, particularly for families with kids, including Millennium Park and Lincoln Park Zoo, both free, as well as the Museum of Science and Industry and musicals like the Book of Mormon and the Addams Family. I don't know if I would take a chance on a spring break in Chicago. Chicago can get very hot and humid in the summertime. If you can go maybe in May or early June, that might be an idea. But if you want to get away now, perhaps Chicago, if you're looking for spring-type conditions, isn't the place. But it is a beautiful city and tons of things to do. And if you go there in April, you can go see the Cubs at Wrigley Field. You can also go see the White Sox over at whatever they call it now. I think it's U.S. Cellular Field or something like that. But there you go. Spring break destinations, because we all need to get away. I'm going on a spring break. Well, that's not a big thing. We're going for a weekend. We're going to the chocolate capital of the world. We're going to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo, followed by why young people think Facebook is lame. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you stuck trading time for money? You know, you do your time and in exchange your employer gives you money.
Author Danny Johnson says, break the time is money mindset. Stop fitting your lifestyle around your work. Adjust your work to fit your lifestyle.
How? By remembering just one thing. How hard you work matters little. How much you produce makes all the difference.
How do you spend a typical day? Write it down, then conduct some analysis.
How much time do you spend on tasks which help you create the life of your dreams?
Focus on those tasks, the ones which produce the results you want.
Eliminate all the others, and you'll get more of the results you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute's two-wheel vibration. Due to the weight and style of an aftermarket valve cap, yes, a tiny valve cap can throw the motorcycle tire off balance. Doesn't pay to be too fancy. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Checking tire pressure on fully fared V-twin motorcycles can be a real hassle. A lot of backer dudes replace the original equipment manufacturer's cap with a unit that measures tire pressure by sight. Others like custom caps, like Dice, stick with the original equipment caps or replace them with one of similar weight and dimensions. In the world of motorcycle tire pressure valve caps, oftentimes it doesn't pay to be too fancy. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.